Listen, that comes to the job dictating. Patient's name is Ellen Michaelitis, MYKOLAITIS, Helen, HELEN. Date of birth is 6/27/1927. Date of service is 1/10/2023. Miss Michaelitis is a very pleasant 95-year-old female who lives independent alone at home. She was walking to her closet when she slid and fell. She fell backwards, hitting her head. She was unable to get herself. She was brought to the emergency room. She had a fall about 2 weeks ago, hitting her face, causing multiple bruising on her forehead as well as her cheeks. She denies losing her consciousness, denies feeling dizzy or lightheaded. She denies any complaints of any headache or neck pain. She denies any chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, no palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any focal weakness in the arms or legs. She was seen in the emergency room. She had a CT scan of the head, as well as cervical spine, as well as thoracic and lumbar spine, showed moderate to severe thoracolumbar scoliosis and spondylosis without any evidence of fracture. She did have some chronic appearing compression fractures of T11 and T12. CT chest, abdomen, and pelvis showed subacute fracture of the left superior pubic ramus extending to the pubic symphysis and chronic appearing fractures of the left inferior pubic ramus and left sacrum. Multiple chronic appearing left anterior, mid and lower rib fractures were seen. Patient was admitted to the hospital. Her sodium was low. She had some swelling of her legs. She was given Lasix, which improved the swelling. Her sodium was being monitored. It did improve somewhat. She was otherwise doing better. She was ambulated with the help of physical therapy. She was otherwise feeling better. She was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Bellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, she denies any complaints of any headaches or blurring of vision, denies any nausea, no vomiting, she denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for coronary artery disease, history of diverticulitis, history of depression, gastroesophageal reflux disease, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, history of paraesophageal hernia, history of SIADH, past surgical history has been significant for cardiac catheterization and coronary angioplasty with a stent placement, total abdominal hysterectomy with bilateral salpingo-oophorectomy, cataract surgery, and cholecystectomy. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations. She does have history of coronary artery disease, history of MI. History of cardiac catheterization with coronary angioplasty and stent placement. History of aortic stenosis. Had deferred TAVR. Respiratory system, do you have any cough, do you have any shortness of breath, do you have any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, she does have history of heartburn, history of gastroesophageal reflux disease. Musculoskeletal, she denies it, and she does complaints of joint pains off and on. She does have history of multiple falls, history of multiple rib fractures, history of degenerative joint disease. Neurological, she denies any history of TIA or CVA, denies any history of seizures, history of multiple falls. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, general appearance was normal, HEENT examination was normal, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, oral no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, all sounds were positive, extremities, minimal edema, both feet. Impression. Number one, fall. Number two, subacute fracture of the left superior pubic ramus, chronic rib fractures, as well as chronic left inferior pubic rami and left sacral fracture. Next, coronary artery disease. Next, aortic stenosis. Next, chronic hyponatremia. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, GERD. Next, DJD. Next, congestive heart failure. Next, degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be doing well. We'll increase her Lasix to 20 milligrams every day. We'll check her electrolytes. We'll continue other medications, consult physical and occupational therapy. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Patient is do not resuscitate, period. End of dictation. Period.